Campbell, and Farwell.
Mornings on today's Best Country, Country 106.7.
You know, yesterday morning or Saturday morning, maybe you thought this, oh my God, I wish I was dead. But I'm here to tell you that science has now informed us that, yes, indeed, hangovers can kill you.
I knew it.
How did you know that hangovers can kill you?
Because I've come so close so many times.
Right? Haven't we all? You get there and you think to yourself, no, I'd rather be dead right now than deal with this hangover.
But you were wise. Like, I think I have said that like every fourth weekend from the time I was 19 years old. And I'm 39 years old. I don't ever learn. Although, in my older years, I don't tend to get any hangovers because it's just, I don't have 3 days to have a hangover.
I know, that's the problem.
You know, I have my final glass of wine or whiskey at like 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, and then I'm like, that's it, go to bed. But you told me that you stopped drinking for like a decade because of a bad hangover.
That's the God's honest truth.
A decade?
I shut her down, and I was in my 20s.
See, I should have followed that lead.
Well, I'm trying to make up for lost time, have been ever since, but no, truly, it was so bad. In my 20s, that's how much I drank myself the night before.
You
it
just
was
stopped,
awful.
You just stopped drinking?
I quit cold turkey.
What was the booze that did you in?
It was whiskey.
Whiskey? Mm-hmm. Jack Daniels?
No.
Son of a gun?
Canadian Club probably back then. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit of CC.
Okay.
Anyway, it was the nastiest hangover to this day of my life.
You just took, you took a good break then now you drink beer and stuff. But, and scotch, yeah, you drink scotch.
Oh, yeah.
Too,
yeah. It's weird. I can come back to scotch after that terrible experience with whiskey. Slept on the kitchen floor that night, all kinds of
fun
things.
Oh, yeah, we all been there.
Yeah, anyway.
I was just...
You were just what, sleeping on the kitchen
floor? No, I was... My best friend from Oshawa was here this weekend, and we were talking about how at her wedding, like, I was trying to keep up with her bar... She is a bar manager, and I was trying to keep up with her bar manager guy friends and do Jager bombs with them. And by 10:30... I had to put myself in a cab and go home. And I slept on her couch in my dress, full makeup, earrings on, shoes on, like the whole... It was horrible.
To make it worse, then the next morning you have to get up and peel yourself out of all of that and clean up while you're feeling awful.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's
it
not...
was, it was, and it, yeah, I mean, I think that time and time again, the universe tries to teach you a lesson. Some smart people like you listen to it and heed the advice. I never... freaking learn.
I have had hangovers since. In fact, recently. But so just not quite that bad. Not quite that bad.
No, not that where you beg the Lord to kill you now.
I remember a Sunday though in the past year or two where I'm sitting around and I'm asking myself because I just couldn't function. I couldn't do anything I really wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I just kind of sat there like a lump and I'm like, why do I do this? I can't afford to lose a day
anymore. I
know,
all day.
Right?
One time not so long ago I woke up, I couldn't even unload my own dishwasher.
See?
It was too much. My brain couldn't figure it out. Where did these dishes go?
Here is how we know you can die from a hangover.
Oh,
alcohol
gosh.
Is a poison. Your body regards it as such. It dehydrates and imbalances your electrolytes. We know that very well. We've known all about that. And severe intoxication actually depresses vital centers in the central nervous system.
Well, and you know, that's the thing. Sometimes like the next day, you just kind of feel so bleh and yucky and... upset, mad at yourself, you know?
Everything in moderation, even moderation.
Campbell and Farwell, mornings on Country 106.7.